Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Pei Zayin. The rabbi left off yesterday on Pei Vav of Mabez, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud. We are going to discuss today primarily two topics, both of which were touched on the Mishnah, the first of which we actually started discussing yesterday. So just to set the table for what we're going to discuss today, the Mishnah told us a couple of halachos, but the two that we're going to focus on today are as follows. First, the Mishnah said that Evarim Shapaku Me'al HaMizbeach Kodem Chatzos, that if you have Evarim which are burning on the Mizbeach and they pop off the Mizbeach at some point before Chatzos, we're going to see what the magic of Chatzos is, Yachzer, you have to put them back on the Mizbeach, Umo'alam Bahem, and the halacha is that they still have Kedusha, and therefore your Moel, they're still subject to the halacha of Me'ila. After Chatzos, however, if they pop off the Mizbeach after Chatzos, and it's considered that they're already burnt, and therefore, says the Mishnah, the halacha is lo yachzer vein mo'alin behem, then you don't have to return them to the Mizbeach, and consequently, their Kedusha is paka, their Kedusha goes away, and you're not chayav me'ila if you actually benefit from them. And then the last halacha that we brought down in the Mishnah was that just that the Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh es Sharoi lo, which was the opening Mishnah in this parak that we saw, so too the Kevesh is Mekadesh, and the Mishnah says not only is the Kevesh Mekadesh, but also the Klei Shareis are Mekadesh. So today we're going to talk about what happens with the Evarim that pop off the Mizbeach, if they pop off before Chatzos, and you put them back on the Mizbeach, but you don't put them back on the Mizbeach until after Chatzos. So at what point are those Evarim considered to be fully burned? You have to wait maybe until the next Chatzos, or maybe it's the next morning, or maybe it's never, so we'll see what that halacha is in the Gemara. And then we're going to talk about the last part of the Mishnah, which is just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, so too the Kevesh is Mekadesh. We're going to talk about whether the Avir Mizbeach and the Avir Kevesh is Mekadesh, whether not only if something is physically on the surface of the Mizbeach or the Kevesh if it's Mekadesh, but even if it's in the airspace of any of those things, if the Mizbeach or the Kevesh have the ability to be Mekadesh in that circumstance. So says the Gemara, two lines up from the bottom, Pevav Amud Beis Itmar, Pershu Kodem Chatzos. So if these shriri that we had been discussing yesterday, if these hardened limbs pop off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, Vechzeron La'achar Chatzos, and you put them on the Mizbeach, like the halacha is, but you don't put them on the Mizbeach until after Chatzos, so we have a machlokas. So Rabba Omer, Rabba says that Chatzos Sheni Ochaltan, that at the second Chatzos, in other words, the Chatzos of the next night, it's considered as if they're fully consumed. And what's the nafkamina as to when it's fully consumed? Because when it's fully consumed, that's when it's considered as if it's already been burnt fully by the Mizbeach, and therefore there's no halacha of me'ila, etc., etc. And if they pop off again, you don't have to replace them. As Rashi says, that the Chatzos Sheni means the Chatzos of the next night. So for whatever reason, Chatzos is like the magic cutoff here. So if they pop off the Mizbeach before Chatzos one night, you're supposed to put them back on the Mizbeach, but you don't get around to doing it until after Chatzos of that night. Then you have to leave these hardened limbs on the Mizbeach for another 24 hours until the next Chatzos, and at that point, it's as if they're fully consumed. However, Rav Chista Amar, Amud HaShachar Ochalta. No, the Rav Chista says that you don't have to wait until the next Chatzos. Rather, Amud HaShachar of that upcoming day is the point at which it's considered that these limbs are going to be fully burned. So says the Gemara as follows. So we have the machlokas Rabba Rav Chista. So Amri Bei Rav. So my time is Rav Chista. So why does Rav Chista say that if you put the shriri on the Mizbeach after Chatzos, that they're considered to be fully consumed at Amud HaShachar? So says the Gemara, Uma Chatzos Eino Salina Oseichel, because think about it this way, Mada Chatzos, which has no ability to make something lina, because the Isser of Lo Yolin, Chelev Chagi, Rashi says, is Ad Boker, that the Isser of lina only kicks in the morning, So Amada Chatzos, which doesn't have the ability to make Lina, still has this magical ability to consider something as being fully consumed if it's on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. So Amud HaShachar, which we know has some halachic significance Lagabe Kachim, because Amud HaShachar Sha'osa Lina, that if something is required to be done, like the Emurim are required to be burned during the night, if they're still around and unburned by Amud HaShachar, then Amud HaShachar turns those Emurim into Lina, that you violate the Isser of Lina. So Amud HaShachar Sha'osa Lina, Ein Adin Sha'osa Ichel. So Amud HaShachar, which has halachic significance L'gabei Kachim, because it makes something Lina, certainly it has this ability to make something Ichel. Certainly it has the ability to render something as being fully consumed if those hardened limbs have been on the Mizbeach up until Amud HaShachar. So says the Gemara, and therefore Pershu Chodam Chatzos. So that's the reason for Rav Chista. So implicit in the Gemara is that we don't need to explain Rabba Shita, because the Mishnah had said that the cutoff is apparently Chatzos, and therefore you have to, if it pops up before Chatzos, you have to put it back. And if you don't put it back until after the first Chatzos, then you're going to have to wait until the second Chatzos. Rav Chista then says Chatzos is this magical cutoff. If Chatzos works, certainly Amud HaShachar, which actually has significance legabe other halachos of Kachim, certainly that's going to work. Okay, now the Gemara asks a different question. So Pershu Kotam Chatzos, what happens if these hardened limbs pop off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, v'chziran la'achar Amud HaShachar? And now you put them back on the Mizbeach, but you don't put them back after Chatzos. You don't put them back until after Amud HaShachar. So we have this machlokas Rabba and Rav Chista. How does it apply here? So Rabba Omer Chatzos Sheni Yochaltan. Rabba says that you just wait until the next Chatzos. That's consistent with his Shita. Rav Chista Omer Ein Bahem Ichel Liolam. Rav Chista, however, says that there is no ability to make them Ichel at all, that they never become fully consumed. And Rashi says, therefore, in the last wide line, Ein bam ichel liolam v'chol shepokin yachzur molem v'ad sheyasu deshen. So the nafkamina is, if they don't have any ichel, then so long as they pop off the mizbeach, for as long as they're on the mizbeach, if they keep popping off, you have to put them back on, and your moel in them, so long as they retain their form. When is the Isser Me'ilah no longer applicable? Only when they become fully consumed. Only when they turn fully into ash. So the Mefarshim explain. So Tosfos explains rather. So Tosfos Dibre Maskel v'Rav Chista. So Tosfos is bothered. So Rav Chista Sheet is apparently that Amud HaShachar has some sort of magical significance here, because it could make something Lina, therefore it could also give something the status of Ichel. So if Amud HaShachar has a magical significance, and according to Rabbah, if you miss the first Chatzos, no problem, just wait until the second Chatzos. How come we don't say the same thing according to Rav Chista, that if something pops off before Chatzos and you put it back after Amud HaShachar, no problem, just wait until the second Amud HaShachar, and then at that point it should have the status of Ichel. Tosfos says, no, you can't say that. You can't say that the second Amud HaShachar should have a significance legabe ichel from the Kal V'chomer. Why? Because legabe Kal V'chomer mechatzos sharei ena osalina ela lekarbonos hayom shelafanav. Because Amud HaShachar is only significant for karbonos that came the prior day. So the only significance that Amud HaShachar has is if something was supposed to be done the prior day, then there's a significance to Amud HaShachar. However, if over here it would popped off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, you put it on the Mizbeach after the first Amud HaShachar, then you're going to try to lend significance to the second Amud HaShachar. That's not going to work, because Amud HaShachar only has significance to karbonos that come the immediately prior day and not 2 days prior. So that's the explanation that Tosfos gives. So says the Gemara Viter. So Maskefla Rav Yosef. So Uman Lema Lan the Chatzos Perosh Hamizbeach Mashvele Ichol. So how do we know that Chatzos is a magical time and that whatever is on the Mizbeach at the point of Chatzos, it's considered to be fully consumed? Dilma kol eicha d'meshkachas la mashvei leichel. Maybe whatever's on the Mizbeach is going to be considered fully consumed, and therefore, says Rashi, Hilkach, Pershu Kodem Chatzos, Nami Arein Ichol B'Chatzos, Vafilu Achzirin L'Acha Chatzos. In other words, there's something going on at Chatzos. Chatzos is a cutoff that at Chatzos, things are considered to be fully consumed. So how do we know that something's got to be on the Mizbeach to be fully consumed? Maybe if it was on the Mizbeach initially, even if it popped off and at the point of Chatzos, it's not on the Mizbeach, maybe Chatzos has the ability to make that thing considered to be Ichol, even if it's not on the Mizbeach at that point. So says the Gemara, Sashol Chumisam, Hilchasuk Rav Yosef. So they said, yes, the halacha is like Rav Yosef, that at the point of Chatzos, whatever Avarim were on the Mizbeach and are hardened are considered to be fully consumed, legabe the halacha, that you're no longer chayev in Mi'ila, and you no longer have to return them at the point of Chatzos, whether those Avarim are on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, or even if those Avarim are not on the Mizbeach after Chatzos. It marnami amravchia baraba pershu kodem chatzos vechziran achar chatzos, that if they popped off the mizbeach before chatzos and you put them back on the mizbeach after chatzos lonenin, then you're not allowed to be nene. And Tosfos points out that Rabbeinu Ayim Afaresh Minatora, there's an Isser of Hana, Kevan Shem Lachmo Shel Mizbeach, because they're considered to be Lachmo Shel Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach has a schus in them. However, the Gemara follows up, V'lo Moelin, but you're not Moel. Why? Because Chatzos already passed, and at the point of Chatzos, it's considered to be fully consumed. And Tosfos continues, Umikomokom Yotza Midei Mi'ila, De Kevan De Chatzos, Ochlam Nasis Mitzvasam V'lo Chazra Ben Mi'ila. Because a little bit, it's still considered that at Chatzos, their mitzvah has already been completed, because they have the halachic status of being fully consumed. And therefore, so we see, like Rav Yosef says, that at the point of Chatzos, if they separated from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and you didn't get around to returning them to the Mizbeach until after Chatzos, you no longer violate the Isser of Mila, because at the point of Chatzos, whether something is on the Mizbeach or not, it has the halachic status of Ichol. Explain Tosfos, why in that case are you not allowed to have Hanah? Usually Hanah and Me'ilah go hand in hand. If there is no halacha of Me'ilah, usually that means you're allowed to have Hanah. That's why Tosfos explains, over here the reason that you're not allowed to have Hanah is because of a peculiarity. Even though you're not chayev in Me'ilah, it physically is on the Mizbeach, because you put it back on the Mizbeach, and once you put something on the Mizbeach has a schus in it, and therefore you're not allowed to be Naneh. Back in the Gemara, V'chein Tana Bar Kapara, and similarly Bar Kapara explains, Pershu Kodem Chatzos V'chzirin L'achar Chatzos, if these hardened limbs separated from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and you return them to the Mizbeach after Chatzos, Yotze Midei Mi'ila, you are no longer Chayev Mi'ila, because again, we see like Rav Chista, that the halacha is that at the point of Chatzos, these hardened limbs have the halachic status of having been fully consumed, whether they're on the Mizbeach at that point, or even if they are off the Mizbeach at that point. So Amarle Rav Papa L'Abaye, V'chimei Acher D'Sholchem Yitzam Hilchasa K'Rav Yosef, that if, inasmuch as they said from Eretz Yisrael, that the halacha is like Rav Yosef, V'yam Rav Chista Bar Abba V'chein Tani Bar Kapara, and Rav Chista and also Rav Chia Bar Abba and Bar Kapara hold like Rav Yosef that at Chatzos the hardened limbs have the halachic status of Ichol, whether they're on the Mizbeach or not. So Rabba Rav Chista, but my pligi. So in that case, we have a machlokas Rab and Rav Chista. What happens if they pop off before Chatzos and you put them back on after Chatzos? So do they not have the status of Ichol until the second Chatzos, until Chatzos of the second day? Or do they not have the status of Ichol until Amud HaShachar? It says the Gemara, you just paskin to me that the halacha is like Rav Yosef, that at Chatzos, whether something is on the Mizbeach or not, it has the status of Yichul. So why are they arguing what the halacha is when I put it back after Chatzos? Maybe I have to wait until the second day, or maybe I have to wait until Amar HaShachar. At the first Chatzos, it has the halachic status of Yichul, whether it's on the Mizbeach or not. So what in the world is the Machlokas about? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei B'Shmeinim. We're talking about where you have parts of a fatty, where you have parts of a fatty carbon. And Rashi explains, B'Shmeinim, Afilu Hukshu Loavi Yichul, Deshumna Mi'akvim Eliashos Deshen. We're talking about parts of a carbon that are extraordinarily difficult to burn. So in other words, that Chatzos, the first Chatzos, is only going to lend something the status of Ichol, of being fully consumed by a regular limb. However, if you have a limb of a carbon that's a fatty limb, and the fat prevents the limb from being fully burned, then if we see physically that the limb is not fully burned, the first Chatzos is not going to be enough. So it's legabe, a fatty limb, where the first Chatzos doesn't work its magic, then you're going to have to put it on the Mizbeach until we empirically see that it's fully burnt. And at that point, we have the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Chista, whether you have to wait until the second Chatzos according to Rabba, or if you have to wait only until Amar HaShachar, like Rav Chista said. So says the Gemara, now Viter. So says the Gemara Viter, that ba mine Rava me Rabba. So Rava asks a question from Rabba. Lino mo eles barosh hamizbeach o eno mo eles barosh hamizbeach. So what does it mean mo eles? So Lina is a psul. So what does it mean? Does Lina help? So Lina mo eles is another way of saying does something become usser because of Lina, or do you violate Lina if you just leave a limb on the top of the Mizbeach? So, and Rashi points out that this Shaila only applies where the limb or the Kometz is on the top of the Mizbeach at the time of Amud HaShachar, but it wasn't actually on the fire of the Mizbeach. However, if it was actually on the fire of the Mizbeach at a point of Amud HaShachar, then it's actually being burnt, and therefore certainly you're not going to be chayav in Lina over here. And also Rashi points out that this kasha is only applicable where something is on the Rosh HaMizbeach but not on the fire. But if something is, let's say, on the base of the Mizbeach or on the lower part of the Kevesh, where it's clearly not right near the Mizbeach, then certainly it's no Shaila, you're going to violate Mi'ila if it's left there overnight. But the halacha is, the question rather in the Gemara is, something is left on the top of the Mizbeach, but it's not being consumed by the fire of the Mizbeach. Are you violating Lina by leaving it there until Amud HaShachar, or is the fact that it's on the Mizbeach enough to prevent you from violating the Isser of Lina? So says the Gemara. So hey Chidami. So says the Gemara, well, what's the case? So Ilema Delo Yardu, if you're dealing with a case that they were on the top of the Mizbeach and you didn't bring them off from the Mizbeach, so Hashtalanu Bazara. So what are you asking? So are you asking me the halacha of, is it usur, is it pasul misham lina, and therefore I have to actually bring the stuff down from the Mizbeach? Because what we saw at the opening Mishnah of this parak was that the Mizbeach is makadesh that which is ra'i lo. Even if it's pasul, the Mizbeach is still makadesh, and therefore the halacha is im alu lo yerdu. Because it's puzzle, but it's not puzzle enough that you should have to bring it down. We saw that there were certain things that are puzzle enough that you have to bring it down, like Raveya, Nirva, Kol Sheina Psula Bakodesh. So I already saw that a couple of days ago. But Lino was one of the things that the psul is in the Azara, and therefore im alu lo yerdu. So says the Gemara, what's your question? Say Chedami, Ilay Medlo Yerdu, if you're asking is the halacha that imolu lo yerdu, that I don't have to bring them down off the mizbeach. So we said in the Mishnah, one of the examples of something, one of the examples of a psul that you don't have to bring down from the mizbeach, even though it's psul, is something that had lina, even in the azara. So madach, if it was in the azara itself and was psul because of lina, nevertheless, if it finds its way onto the top of the mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down. So surely, if it was on the top of the mizbeach already, where it became subject to the psul of lina, certainly you're not going to have to bring it down. So says the Gemara, the elu di yardu. So elamai, we're talking about a case where that you already brought them down. So l'shulchan madmina lei. So do we consider the mizbeach to be like a shulchan? What do we mean? Do we consider it to be like the shulchan? In that, the Gemara explains the Tnan, afilu hein ala shulchan yomim rabim ein bekach klom. So do we consider the mizbeach to be like the shulchan? And what do we know about the shulchan? We know that the lechem apanim was on the shulchan. And we know that the lechem apanim was on the shulchan from week to week. It stayed there for a full week. How could it stay there for a full week? Shouldn't it become puzzle because of lina? Elamai, we see that what's on the shulchan, i.e. the lechem apanim, doesn't become subject to the iser of lina. Therefore, maybe the mizbeach should be like the shulchan in that it shouldn't render something puzzle mishum lina at all. Or maybe odilma lekarka madmina la. Or do we maybe compare the mizbeach to karka? And it's not like the shulchan, and it doesn't have the ability to prevent something from becoming puzzle mishum lina. The Mefarshim explained, why would we think to compare the mizbeach to karka? Because it was mizbach avanim ta'asali, because the mizbeach was made of avanim, and therefore it was almost considered to be mechubar lekarka. So we have the shaila of the status. We have the shaila about the status of the mizbeach. Is it like the shulchan, which prevents something from becoming puzzle from lina? Or is it considered to be like regular karka, in which case something becomes puzzle on account of lina if it's left there overnight? So says the Gemara, Amar lei ein lina barosha shel mizbeach. So he said, there is no halachic status of lina for something that's left on top of the mizbeach. In other words, lina can only be violated if something is left overnight on the floor of the azara or on the lower part of the ramp leading up to the mizbeach. But if it's on the mizbeach itself, you are not going to make something puzzle mishum lina. So says the Gemara, kibli minei olo. Okay, so we have a resolution, but did Rava accept the answer or not? So Rava asked the question of Rava, is there lina on top of the mizbeach? Rava answered, ain lina. The question is, did Rava buy that answer? So says the Gemara, tashma. Let's bring a raya. The Itmar, a varim shelanu ba'azara, a varim that had lina overnight. So makter, I'm sorry, that they didn't yet become pasul mishum lina, but a varim shelanu ba'azara, a varim that are in the azara, makter v'holech kol alayla. Then you could be makter them all night, meaning only until amud ha-shachar, because at the point of amud ha-shachar, they're going to become pasul mishum lina. Lon barosho shel mizbeach. However, if they were lon barosho shel mizbeach, if they spent the entire night on the top of the mizbeach, then in that case, makter v'holech liolam. Then you can be makter them forever. So we'll see why. So yardu. Now, what happens if they came down off the mizbeach? So I understand they were on the mizbeach. They had lina on the mizbeach. So the Gemara said that you're allowed to be makter them forever because we saw that the halacha would be that im olu lo yerdu. However, what happens if they come off the mizbeach? So what we saw a couple of days ago was kashem shem olu lo yerdu, kach im yerdu lo yalu. And we saw that the Sfasemis explained that's because the mizbeach has a schus in the items that are already on the mizbeach, even if they're pasul. And therefore, that's why you don't physically bring them down off the mizbeach. But if they came down off the mizbeach and the schus of the mizbeach is paka, then in that case, you wouldn't have to put them back up. So the question is, how about yardu? So Rabba Amar Yalu. Rabba says Yalu because Ein Lina Barosh HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach already has a schus in it. Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. However, Rabba says that you don't put them back up. Why? And Rashi explains, Delina Moeles, because Lina's Moel, because Lina, the psul of Lina actually sets in, Vahavile Psulo, Vekivan de Yardu Lo Yalu. And because the halacha is by these psulim, even by the psulim where we said, im olu lo yerdu, the halacha was, im yerdu lo yalu. And the reason that you wouldn't put it back up is because Rava holds that something develops a psul of lina, even if it's on the top of the mizbeach, shma mina, lo kiblim in mei, shma mina. So we see that Rava didn't accept Rabba's answer, because Rava asked Rabba, Is there the ability to develop the psul of Lina on the Rosh HaMizbeach? Rabba said no. We see Rava obviously holds yes. How do we know Rava holds yes? There is a problem of Me'ila, because we see the halacha is that if they came down off the Mizbeach, you don't put them back up. And that's the halacha by something that becomes psul. So we see that it develops the psul of Lina even if it's on the top of the Mizbeach. All right, so now we're going to switch gears. We're going to switch topics and start discussing the last part of the Mishnah. That Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, that just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, so too the Kevesh is Mekadesh, and so too, then the Mishnah concluded, even Klei Shares are Mekadesh. So says the Gemara, Satana Ravana. So we have a Brice as follows, Hanageh B'Mizbeach. The Pasuk tells me that Kol Hanageh B'Mizbeach Yikdash. So Ein Li Ela Mizbeach. I only know that the Mizbeach itself has the ability to make something Kodesh. Kevesh minayin, how do I know that the ramp also has the ability to make something Kodesh? Tamalomar es ha-Mizbeach. It says es ha-Mizbeach, es is a ribui, so therefore it includes not only the Mizbeach, but also the Kevesh. Klei Shares minayin, how do I know that also Klei Shares have the ability to make something Kodesh? Tamalomar kol hanogea bem yikdash, because it says kol hanogea bem yikdash, another ribui, therefore, I know to be marbe also clay shares. So, boy, mine Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. So, es Reish Lakish from Rav Yochanan. Clay shares, mahu sheyaktishu, mahu sheyakachu es apsulim. Do clay shares have the ability to be maktish, to be maktish psulim? And now, if you look in Rashi, so Rashi says that there's a little bit of a miscommunication here. It's about seven lines up, eight lines up from where the lines get wide again in Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ma'ushi yaktishu es apsulin." Who savar? So Rav Yochanan thought linyan pidyon kami boile that Reish Lakish was asking lagabe the halacha of pidyon kagon mincha tameya shekicha b'kli shares. Let's say you have a mincha that's tamei, which you were mekadesh in a kli shares. So mi kacha kedushas haguf. Does it have kedushas haguf? Because you put it in a klei shares, v'lo nafkulu l'chulin, dekacha kli, and therefore you can never redeem it and make it chulin and deconsecrate it and turn it into chulin because it already had kedushas kli in a klei shares, af al pi sheitmeya, even though it's tamei, olo kitcha, or does the kli not give it kedushas aguf in the sense that you still are able to, that you still are able to redeem it? Vitnan, and what we learned in the Mishnah is Hamanachos Vanasachim Shenitmu Yeshlem Pidyon Vim Mishakichu Bekli Nitmu Einlem Pidyon. Okay, so Rashi says that Reish Lakish asked a question to Rav Yochanan, Klesheres Marshi Yikachu Es Apsulin. Rav Yochanan thought that he was asking, does the Kli have the ability to give the thing Kedusha Sagof? Even though it's Tamei, Nafkamina, am I allowed to be Podet? Or once it has Kedusha Saguf, is it already too late? Samarlei, so thinking that's what Reish Lakish was asking him, Rav Yochanan answers, Tanitua, we already learned, Kishem Shem Mizbeach VaKevesh Mekachin Es HaRoy Lahem, just like the Mizbeach and the Kevesh are Mekadesh, what is Roy for them? Kach Kelim Mekachim, so too the Kelim are Mekachim. And this mincha is roi for the kli, even though it's pasul, even though it's tamei, and therefore the kli gives it kedushas aguf, and therefore you're not allowed to be podet. Says Reish Lakish, that's not what I was asking you. Amar lei lechatchila likarev kami boile. I'm not asking whether I'm not asking legabe pidyon. I'm asking lechatchila. In other words, well, I'm asking lechatchila, if I put something in the kli and the thing is pasul, does the fact that I put it in the kli give it kedusha so that now I could put it on the mizbeach? So hanami tanina, so says Rav Yochanan, well, we also learn that in a braisa. Why? Because it says because one of the psulim that we reference in the Mishnah was shekiblu psulim v'zarku es damo, where pasul of people accepted the blood, did the kabbalas hadam, and thereafter did the zrika. So my love shekiblu psulim v'zarku psulim. So aren't we talking about a case where the psulim were makabel the dam, and the psulim were also zorek the dam? So in other words, Rashi points out the raya is from here. Tap Rashi shekiblu psulim v'hader zarku psulim, and then pasul of people also were zorek the blood. V'lomali zarko mikabala ifsulula. But says Rashi, why would the Mishnah have to be telling me a case where pasul of people accepted the blood and then were zorek the blood? Once the pasul of people accepted the blood already became pasul. So says Rashi, ilav lashmina time with the zarku psulim. The reason that this blood is pasul is only because pasul of people did the zriko davi davi evarim betoras im olu lo yerdu uluchatchila lo yalu to tifsal baser bezrikas psulim hazarku ksherim. However, the raya is if kosher people would have done the zrika lechatchila nami yalu evarim, then the evarim associated with that blood, with that carbon, also could have been put on the mizbeach lechatchila, the zrika ma'al yehi, because it's a good zrika, perfectly good. Vafelgav de kiblu psulim. Why? Mishum de kidshukli sharesh li zarek lechatchila. Because even though it was accepted in the status of psul, pasul of people were makabel the blood, because the blood was accepted in the klei shareis is makadish the blood and makes it fit to sprinkle on the mizbeach lechatchila. And the only reason why it doesn't go lechatchila is because we're dealing with a case of shekiblu psulim vizarku psulim as damam. Says the Gemara, no, my love shekiblu psulim. So says the Gemara, lo shekiblu psulim. So what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says shekiblu psulim v'zarku es damam? It means either or. Shekiblu psulim inami shezarku psulim. Either psulim were makabel the blood, or psulim sprinkled the blood. And so we don't have a raya as to whether something that is placed in a kli shareis is mekadesh to the point where it could be offered lechatchila, because this whole case is not talking about lechatchila. It's all talking about a case of b'diavad of im olu lo yerdu. Says the Gemara now a different topic. So tashma kashem shem mizbeach mekadesh kach kevesh mekadesh. Just like the mizbeach is mekadesh, so too the ramp is mekadesh. And we are, I'm sorry, back up half a line. Avir mizbeach kemizbeach dami olo. Is the airspace of the mizbeach like the mizbeach or not? In other words, is the airspace makadesh or not? Because the pasuk had said that kol anogeya b'mizbeach yikdash. So the question is, do you actually have to be touching it, or is the airspace makadesh as well? So says the Gemara Tashma. Let me bring a raya. Kishem shem mizbeach makadesh kach kevesh makadesh. Just like the mizbeach is makadesh, so too the ramp is makadesh. V'yamrit avir mizbeach lavka mizbeach dami. And if you want to say that the avir mizbeach is not like the mizbeach, then avir kevesh nami lavka kevesh dami. And then it would follow that the avira, that the airspace of the kevesh, is also not like the kevesh in that it doesn't have kedusha. Then says the Gemara, "Balechi matzik lemi kevesh lemizbeach." Well, in that case, how are you ever able to bring something from the kevesh to the mizbeach if you're not going to physically pick it up? And if the airspace doesn't have kedusha, you're always going to bust the kedusha. You're going to blow the kedusha by picking it up from the kevesh and then putting it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, "Havile yarud." Because then it's going to be considered as if it's leaving the place of Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Dinogadle. No, maybe you're dragging the thing physically up the ramp, so you drag it directly from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, and therefore it never leaves contact with either the ramp or the Mizbeach, and that's why it remains Kodesh the entire time. So says the Gemara, Va'avir yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. There's a little airspace between the kevesh and the mizbeach. They're not flush. There's a little space. So what do? Even if you drag the carbon from the kevesh and the mizbeach, still it's going to pass over this little airspace, And if airspace is not Mekadesh, how does the Karban retain its Kedusha? So says the Gemara, because you do as follows. Rubo lo kevesh ke kevesh. You're dragging it, remember. So long as rove of the limb of the Karban is over the kevesh, it has the halachic status of being on the kevesh. Rubo lo mizbeach ke mizbeach. So long as rove of the limb is over the mizbeach, it has the halachic status of being on the mizbeach. And so therefore, we never view the thing as if it's over the airspace, because we follow the rove, and either the rove at any point is going to be over the kevesh or over the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, tifshot meha. So let's bring a raya from the following. Meha, ha-dabai Rami Bar Chama. Because Rami Bar Chama asks a question. Yesh chibur li'olin olo. So we should be poshate the question of Rami Bar Chama as to whether there's chibur l'olin, in other words, whether for anything that goes on the mizbeach, do we follow the rove or not? That was Rami Bar Chama's question. So tifshot the yesh chibur. So we should be poshate the question from here that yesh chibur, because we say so long as rove of the lamb is over the kevesh, we view it as if it's on the kevesh. So long as rove of the lamb is on the mizbeach, we view it as if it's on the mizbeach. So Rami Bar Chama asked the question, is there chibur? Do we follow the rove by sacrificial parts? So the Allah says, yes, we do follow the rove. We see that here. Says the Gemara, yeah, holo kasha tifshot. Oh, good. So you want to be poshet Rami Bar Chama's question? So go be poshet his question that there is chibur. All right, next. Matzkef la rabba bar Rav Chanan. Vi amrit avir mizbeach ke mizbeach dami. And if you want to say that avir mizbeach is like the mizbeach, so olas ha'of, so if you have an olas, where you do the malika on the rosh ha'mizbeach, the pasla b'machshava, which you're posel b'machshava, in other words, posel b'machshava means you have a machshava to do the avoda, to either eat it or to burn the karban the next day. So the question is, heicha mishkachas la, How can you ever have a machshava psula lagabe olas ha'ov? Hakolta mizbeach. The mizbeach has already been collate. The olas ha'ov. Because how can you ever have in mind that you're going to do the avoda the next day? Chutz lizmano. You're doing the malika on the rosh hamizbeach, and therefore the rosh hamizbeach has already collated. And the halacha would always be that im olu lo yerdu. So says the Gemara. So maskefla. So maskefla Rav Simi Barashi alama lo mishkachas la kagon di amar hareini molekes almanas lahorida lemachar ula loso ulaktira. Why is this a question? Can't you have a machshava chutz lezman that I'm doing the malika now, but I'm going to take it down off the mizbeach and then I'm going to put it on the mizbeach chutz lezman? So why do we assume that there is no ability to have a machshava chutz lezman? Of course there is, because you could take it down off the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Hani chalarava damar lina ma'alas parosha mizbeach. Well, that's only good according to the shita of Rava that we saw on Amin Aleph, who says that there could be a psul lina of some things on the mizbeach. Elal Rabba diamar ein lina ma'alas parosha mizbeach. But according to Rava, who says that nothing that you can't have a psul lina if something is on the mizbeach, so lesa l'machshavaso. Then his machshava is meaningless, because you're going to say I'm gonna wait until chutz lizmano, but the thing's on the mizbeach the whole night. So how can you ever have a machshava chutz lizman? Says the Gemara, l'rabba nami mishkachas. According to Rava, you could also have a case where you're having a machshava chutz lizmano. Could go into ama hareini molekes al manas la rida kodem amud hashachar ulalosa amud hashachar. You could say that you're having in mind that you're going to bring the bird off of the mizbeach before Amud HaShachar and put it back on the mizbeach after Amud HaShachar. And in that case, there definitely is going to be an Isser of Lina, because it's not on the Rosh HaMizbeach. So says the so we'll have to leave off over here. We're in the middle, and we are going to get to the mission in a couple of lines. But let's leave off over here, and we are going to continue tomorrow with a discussion of whether the Avir Mizbeach is Kemizbeach or not.